The Stockbridge Library will begin a $3 million renovation this August to upgrade its main building that opened in 1864 and additions that came in 1937. Included in the work will be the addition of two bathrooms and an elevator. Director Catherine O'Neill says it will access all three floors, home to more than 55,000 books, DVDs, and artifacts.
Our museum and archives is on the lower level, and so if anybody has any type of difficulty with stairs, they can't see that collection. And we're the repository for Stockbridge history, so we just felt that, you know, it was really important for us to provide that accessibility for all of our patrons.
The renovations are being supported by an ongoing fundraising campaign and will put the building in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA. Due north in Lenox, the Ventford Hall Association has been renovating its 1893 mansion since it acquired the red brick building in 1997. Now home to the Gilded Age Museum, its second floor opened for exhibitions last fall. Marketing coordinator Linda Rock says the museum is raising money to install a modern elevator in an existing elevator shaft.
The view from the second floor landing down into the Great Hall with the staircase and getting close to our pendant ceiling, which is original to the house, is just beautiful.
Rock says the English television series Downton Abbey has spurred interest in how servants lived and worked in mansions of the time. With that growing popularity and an elevator, a basement tour is being considered.
All of the basic rooms are there. We have cold storage room, a room where they did all the butchering, pantries, linen and silver, and dinnerware storage.
The Northern Berkshire YMCA will soon complete a $50,000 project within its roughly 45-year-old building to make its existing locker rooms accessible to those with mobility issues. CEO Justin Ein.
So it will have a full bathroom and shower that are ADA accessible, and then an additional shower as well. But it'll have easy access into the pool.
The money was donated by the Alden Trust and the Amelia Peabody Charitable Fund. The YMCA project was one of more than 300 necessary upgrades identified by the U.S. Department of Justice within North Adams City property. The audit in 2010 followed an accessibility complaint at the city's police station. Administrative Officer Michael Canales says the city has borrowed $250,000 to cover 90% of the repairs.
A water cooler that sticks out of the wall. You have to make sure on the ground that there's something that's going to mark it so that if a person was blind, that they would realize that there's something protruding out into the hall.
Larger projects like the police station will require engineering studies and substantially more money. With most of the city's buildings predating the establishment of ADA in 1990, Canales says city employees are identifying and fixing additional issues that weren't initially found. 2012 reports from Cornell University found that more than 11% of Massachusetts residents live with a disability. That rate increases to 47% for those over the age of 75. About 25,000 of Berkshire County's 131,000 people are over 65, the second highest percentage in the Commonwealth. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.